Episode 2164, True Love's Endurance.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How is your month going so far? Can you believe it? You're in the last month of 2020, but you still have a few more days. Yes, you do. And you can make an impact by the choices that you choose. Today is Relationship Builders, True Love's Endurance. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. True love's endurance doesn't come from only the special events in a lifetime. True love's endurance is built among everyday activities, decisions, and choices, yet with a unique difference. And that difference, my friend, is you. There is so much in this world that attempts to stuff and fluff up love with meanings that bury true love. Love becomes warped in our minds and in our hearts. Too often we place love in a box to fit what movies and songs proclaim it to be. Yet the real and raw true love comes from a place of understanding, compassion, and forgiveness. This is not something you just whip up in the kitchen. True love comes from God Himself. It's the greatest gift He gave you and me. And that is who we need to model after. What the world offers are distractions and substitutions for what doesn't really work. They are just band-aids for a temporary fix to a much deeper wound. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It keeps no record of wrongs. This is where true love's endurance is established and promoted in a relationship, in your marriage. Promise love through your everyday activities. This is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Promise love through your everyday activities. Endurance is the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way, meaning that you have a what? Strong foundation. A marriage must have a strong foundation. Why do you think we're here every week on Relationship Builders? It's because it's about building that strong foundation. And with that, true love, right, is built among your everyday activities, decisions, and choices. You master this by falling down, jumping off, and getting back up. So what does it look like when you're married, after you say, I do? Maybe you're even just in a really serious, committed relationship. And you're like, okay, yeah, I need to do this more often. I need to really find out, am I showing up for my spouse? Well, this is what it looks like in real life. Number one, love is patient. Don't rush just because everyone and everything else is spinning in all different directions. You don't have to control every move to get what you want from your mate. Yet I know, be honest, that's what we do. Love is patient. And patience is just that, able to accept or tolerate delays, meaning you can't control problems or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. I would say love is patient is one all of us struggle with as a whole. And we've got to remember, breathe, take a pause. Love is patient. We can't rush life, yet we do it. Why? Just because our schedule is busy doesn't mean our heart has to be. Did you hear that? Just because our schedule is busy doesn't mean your heart has to be. Your heart needs to be focused on the one gift God gave you, your spouse. Yes, I know if you have children, you got to focus on them too. But if you don't love each other, that strong foundation is going to do what? Eventually crumble. And what gift is that to your children? The world is impatient. You can't be. Your love is patient. Number two, love is kind. It comes from knowing the song in someone's heart. Being kind is having or showing a friendly, generous, and considerate nature. And unfortunately, just go onto social media. Turn on the news, and that's all I'm going to say. You can fill in the blanks. What does it look like to you? How does love show up in our world? There is some good stuff that happens, but most of the time we're hearing what? All the negative. And that negative does what? It feeds us in a negative way. And we can become hateful. We can become mean. We can become destructive in our own relationships. Love does not show up bossy with selfish intentions. Love sees the other person before they see themselves. Your love is kind. And finally, number three, love rejoices with the truth. Life is not all roses. I wish it was. I still can hear my father's voice when he would say, "Hun, slow down, stop and smell the roses." And sometimes I wish at times I would turn it on him and would have said, "Dad, why wouldn't you slow down, stop and smell the roses?" And when I think about it, God did. His son Jesus, during this season that we celebrate, the reason for the season, he did the same thing. When things were getting chaotic, he walked away. He removed himself from the crowds, from the distractions, from the noises, so he could get right, so he could stop and smell the roses, so he could see life the way God, his Heavenly Father, wanted him to see. But you see, we're so busy. We try to schedule everything, including love. But you see, there are usually more valleys than mountaintops. But that would not hold you back from rejoicing with the truth. Truth breeds honesty, which is a foundation for integrity. Truth is simply in accordance with fact or reality. And when you know where you stand, you can direct and pivot where you need to go. Your love rejoices in the truth. Now, I got to tell you, true love's endurance does not come easy. But take it from the creator of love, God. Build your endurance upon what you do every day. Don't sit here and wait for a tornado. Don't wait for that storm to appear. Work on it every day. Then, when life gets too complicated or emotionally strained, your true love's endurance will sustain. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.